You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Candace, what's going on today?
I have a boyfriend, Reggie, and he's divorced and he has custody of his five-year-old son. I love Reggie. I love his son, but his son hates me, and I don't even know what to do anymore.
What do you mean he hates you?
He throws tantrums anytime I come around. If Reggie and I are going to hang out, throwing tantrums, screaming, he's crying, he's carrying on so much to the point where we can't even enjoy time together because Reggie's having to go to him and, you know, and calm him down and try to convince him that everything's okay.
All right. How long have you guys been together now?
We're about 9 months.
Okay. So what's the issue? He's five, you know?
No, I get it. I don't have kids of my own, but I just feel like maybe it's too much. Maybe it's too much for his little boy. And I've said that maybe we should take a break. And Reggie just is hands down totally against it. He does not want it. And he fights me on it. And I feel like it would be better for his son. You know, I don't want to put him through all of that. I don't think he's ready.
Hold on. Let's call your boyfriend. Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Reggie.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9, but it's actually just me because Raven's on vacation.
How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. Yeah, I think you're probably wondering why I'm calling, and I do want to tell you that I talked to your girlfriend, Candace, and she kind of filled me in on what's been going on with your son, and she says that maybe taking a break is the best until he's a little bit older or, you know, he's more accepting of the fact that you have other women in your life. What's going on?
Is she on the line, or...
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. She's there.
Is she? Okay.
Hey, Reggie.
Hey, I told you this before. It's just like, it's a phase. I think this kid is just going through some rough times right now because obviously he wants his mom all the time. So I want to console him. And then I really think it's just a phase and he'll grow out of it, you know?
This happens every single time we get together. I just don't think that it's not fair to him. And okay, fine, we'll go out of it. Then, you know, maybe we can touch base when he grows out of it. I don't know. That's why I have the radio station helping me out here because I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do in this situation. I need some,
right.
I don't know, guidance, opinions. I don't know.
But Reggie, have you asked your son why he acts like this towards Candace?
I mean, he's just five. It just,
yeah.
It's hard for him to understand anything, really. He just, he doesn't understand the divorce. He doesn't understand why he only sees his mom half the time, basically. And who's this new woman? And, I mean, people have gone through this. A lot of people have divorced, and I think kids have just grown up just fine. I mean,
right.
I don't think it's a problem.
Here's where we come in, because we might be able to actually be able to help. It's like we could ask our audience, a lot of which have probably been through similar situations, what they think. They may agree with you, Candace, that this is probably too much for your son right now. And you know what? She needs to take a break from it, and there's not a whole lot you can do, Reggie, except hopefully be there when your son is a little bit more mature and ready for you to move on.
Right.
But they may see your side, Reggie, where he's five, and in this situation, he's going to have to learn that Candace is a part of it. And Candace, if you really care for Reggie, which from what I understand you do, you got to stick it out and just continue to be there. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I would appreciate hearing feedback.
Can I say this, Candace? Like, to be honest, if this wasn't a problem, would you still want to be together?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, okay. I would.
Yeah, let's see what our audience has to say. Call us at 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. On the Honda of Westport Couples Court, you know, it's interesting. Candace called in basically for some advice and help. She's been dating Reggie for about 9 months now. They're fine. They're having a great relationship. The issue is that he's recently divorced and he has a 5-year-old son. And the son is not her fan. Cries, throws tantrums, the whole nine yards. She says, I think we need to take a break because this is too much for your son. He's not ready. He's too young, you know? And Reggie's like, no, he's got to grow out of it. He's 5 years old. He's got to deal with the fact that I'm moving on. If you've been in this situation, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven. What do you think about this? Whose side are you on?
I'm on Reggie's side. My husband and I, it's a second marriage for both of us. We have both have kids older than 5, but it took time. It just was gentle, doing fun things with them and explaining that neither of us were taking the place of their mother or their father. I had to explain to his kids, I'm not just taking the place of your mother, but I do love your father, and I'd like to be your friend. And he did the same thing with my children. My one son adores him. My other one feels a sense of loyalty to his real father and is a little reserved, even after 5 years. But still, they get along, and it just took time.
That's really nicely put. Thank you.
Thanks.
How did you handle this in your family? Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Sometimes couples reach out just for advice because they truly don't know what to do. Because when it comes to Candace and Reggie, they're in a happy relationship. The problem is that Reggie's 5-year-old son isn't really accepting of Candace because the divorce is kind of new. He's having a hard time with it. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. And the question is, that Candace poses is that maybe they should take a break because this whole new lady in his life is too new for him and he's not ready for it. Well, Reggie says, you know what? I get it. He's 5, but he's 5 and he needs to understand that, you know, mommy is still there. It's just that we're not together anymore. What do you think? Do they take a break until he's a little older and understands, or do they stay together and, you know, keep fighting through all these tantrums that he throws every time she's around? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the boyfriend's side. I think that they should work together, and I think maybe he should put his son in some kind of counseling or play group or banana splits group where he can understand what's going on, and I think they can work this out because she cares enough about him.
Yeah, there's definitely a level of she cares about him, and she just doesn't really know what to do involved, so I think they'd be open to all suggestions. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on Reggie's side. I have been in the place where Candace is now, and I think that he's a kid. He's going to either be exposed to it and get used to it, otherwise he's not going to be exposed to it and never get used to the fact that his dad's dating.
Right, because if they keep waiting and waiting, it's not going to change anything unless he just gets older and starts understanding more. Amanda, you have a solution that you think might help, right?
He is 5 years old, so he does have to adapt to change, but maybe if they can find, like, children's books.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah, thank you for the call. I mean, my daughter learned how to use the potty because Dora the Explorer used the potty in her books, and that's kind of how we got her to do it. So I think using books is a great tool when they're that young. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, Anna, this is Alex.
Hey, Alex, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on?
I'm on the kid's side, honestly, quite frankly. I say, you know, children, they can sense evil. And it sounds like Candace is just making an excuse just to break up with Reggie.
You thought so? See, I didn't think that. I thought she was really genuine and didn't know what to do. I really believed her when she said that.
I don't know. I feel like she needs to just create a bond with him. She needs to connect with him on his level. If she really, loves Reggie, she needs to love the kid just as much.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like that at all.
That's like when Raven says his nonsense about his dog knowing who's evil and who's good. I don't know if I 100% buy that. I think she's genuine.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Reggie, our audience agreed with you. Candace, you got a good thing going. You guys are happy. You know, you kind of just got to stick it through, and hopefully his son will warm up to you as time goes on. It's a transition period for everybody, and you got to work through it together.
Yeah. And this is honestly why I wanted this, because it did help me to hear what others, you know, who have been in the situation are saying. So I can kind of see the other side of it better now.
Yeah, it's just a phase, and he'll grow out of it, and everything's going to be great. I really wouldn't worry. It's 5. I think it's really close, too, because I can get him to calm down pretty easily, like, the last few times.
Okay.
All right, good. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I really do. I think you guys are going to be all right, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, if anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. It's couplescore@star999.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.